This is Andrew Baggerly, and now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
Very good, Raph, and I'm sitting here with Extra Bags with two G's on Twitter, Andy Baggerly. But before we talk about that, as Andy loves to hear me talk about Volvo, should come as no surprise that the company that invented the seatbelt is still developing new safety technologies, and we're talking here, of course, about Volvo. 1959, Volvo invented the three-point seatbelt. Nearly 60 years later, Volvo continues to lead the way in automotive safety, and I can vouch for that. I'm just a fan, but I've driven Volvos since 1971. To learn more about Volvo, head to Volvo Cars Walnut Creek. See Casey Turner out there, David Meese, Bruce Ma, Victor, and the folks out there. They are professionals, and they love the product they sell. Now, really, Volvo's high-strength body frame and all about Volvo's new semi-autonomous safety features, oncoming lane mitigation, traffic control. They can talk about this stuff, and first responders, many drive Volvos, and you know what they think about safety. So when it comes to a choice for a car, there's only one. That is a new Volvo at Volvo Cars Walnut Creek. All right, very glad to do that. And I mean that, 1971 for me.
That sounds like a lot of technology and stuff.
Well, they started all this stuff. And as I said on the show yesterday, various family members over the years have had a couple of crack-ups in the car. And the Volvo has always been, thank God, has been the one that took the brunt of it and handled it.
Yeah. Are you still driving the naughty car, or have you traded that one in?
The naughty car I don't drive anymore, but we're talking about me driving a very naughty car this year. So we're still Casey Turner. If you're listening, give me a call. Hey, Andy Baggerly joins us, and it's great to have you on. A new job for you and a new transition over to The Athletic, and please tell us about it. I am a subscriber.
As soon as you got the job,
I paid the money.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No, it's I've covered the Giants since 2004, so a lot of it doesn't really change. You're still, going after the best stories, the most compelling things to write about on a daily basis, and it just changes a little bit in terms of, instead of having to crank out a whole bunch of different things feel like you're always on the hamster wheel of all the injury updates and stuff, I can kind of pull back the lens and say, what's the most compelling thing to write about today, and really take a little more time and talk to a few extra people and put a little more effort into really crafting one good story. And it is subscriber content, and we have a lot of discounts that are available, free trials also available. And, of course, you get Anthony Slater on the Warriors, you get Marcus Thompson, you get Tim Kawakami, you get all the Kevin Kurz on the Sharks. And then you also get Ken Rosenthal and Jim Bowden and Jason Stark is starting with us, and that's very, very exciting. Just a lot of the best national voices in baseball. And we're going to be up to 20 out of the 30 teams are going to have everyday beat coverage, Marty, and they're still expanding. So baseball's a big priority. Hockey's a big priority for them right now. And when you subscribe, you get everything from every city site and the whole deal. And it's, I mean, the value of the subscription is building by the day as they continue to make hires and expand coverage. So again, free trial. So you can go to theathletic.com and check it out.
Very good. I enjoy it. And plus, if for people who follow you, it's still the same great content. I mean, honestly, I always kid you about it, but every day I can't wait to get your take on the game or what's going on. So that's still a big part of what you do, which is fine.
No, thanks, Marty. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's talk a little Giants baseball here. Your thoughts here. You went through the season with all of us last year, and just the difference. And I know baseball's full of optimism in the spring and the sunshine and everything else that goes on. No one's lost a game, but there is something different going on in this camp.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And, we've probably stated this a lot of times, and it really is so important and easy to overlook that it bears remarking on again, is that this team lost 98 games last year, tied for the worst record in the major leagues. And so many teams are getting to camp here, Marty, and the players are up in arms, not just the fans, about rosters that were not improved, whether it's the Pirates or the Rays or the Orioles or what have you. And, you know, where some teams you build down, you strip down, you have a lot of young talent, and you think, okay, let's see how quickly we can turn this around. And the Padres did it. The Braves did it. We saw the Cubs and Astros did it recently to great success. But, you know, so many teams seem to be in that mode where they're just not signing any veterans to help some of the young players along the way. And now some of the players are just as upset, I think, as some of the fans in some of these cities. And here you've got the Giants in this climate, who lost 98 games last year. And not only did they go out and improve their roster, but they reinvigorated a clubhouse that had really had sand kicked in its face for a year and a half. And all of a sudden, you know, those guys are excited again. And they still have talented players who are 30, 31, 32 years old. And when you get, I mean, you really cannot underestimate the importance of motivation. You know, to have a Brandon Belt, a Brandon Crawford, a Buster Posey, who's going out there believing that they're going to win and they're motivated and they're going to contend. I mean, I think those guys are going to be better just from having a better frame of mind. And, you know, they still have a lot of questions to answer, and they got to stay healthy, and I don't know if they've got enough pitching depth, but here we stand, you know, almost at the beginning of March, and people here are excited, and that is a feat almost in itself, given last year.
Well, Andy Baggerly with us of The Athletic, and fans, as Andy described it, you definitely want to check it out, athletic.com. Look at the lineup. Just look at the lineup today. Panic, McCutchen, Posey, Longoria, Pence, Sandoval. Then it's Jensen, Tomlinson, and Hernandez. And you can change that to Belt, Crawford, and Austin Jackson.
Sure.
And, it's a lineup you have to deal with everybody.
Well, the biggest thing, I think they got not only some run production in McCutchen and Longoria, but some right-handed run production. Because now they don't have to, you know, they can figure out a lot of different ways to split up the righty and lefty bats. And this is a batting order that I don't think we're necessarily going to see. I think that Bruce Bochy or Bam Bam Mullins, who's managing today, has those guys up at the top because they'll make sure they get a second at bat and can get them out of there because they don't play, you know, more than, you know, four or five innings this time of year. But, yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see when most of the regulars get out there just what some of the lineup combinations are going to be. Who's going to bat leadoff? I really don't know. I think you could point to a couple good options, but you know, that's going to be really interesting to see how that evolves. So either way, however they combine it, I think there's a big sense around here that they're going to score more runs, and they're going to be a little more formidable than they were last year.
Play better defense. What about the outfield defense? I mean, you know, we saw it last year. It was, to put it mildly, abysmal.
Yeah, that is putting it mildly. It was the worst outfield defense I've ever seen. And when you go to Coors Field, I mean, it was an embarrassment. Right. It really was an embarrassment. And watching these guys take fly balls and they're having fun with, you know, throwing three in the air at one time and everyone's got to call and communicate. I mean, I wrote the other day, that almost symbolizes what the coaches have tried to instill in this camp is get guys talking to one another, get them communicating with one another, not, you know, sitting in their lockers with their heads in their cell phones like they were all last year. And we're seeing more of that, and that's good. But I have to say, watching the guys throw to bases, watching the outfield drills, I don't think it's going to be a good outfield defense. I don't. I don't think Hunter Pence is going to be an average left fielder. I think Andrew McCutchen at best is going to be an average right fielder. He doesn't have a lot of arm. I don't think you're going to see a lot of outfield assists this year, but it is going to be quite a bit better than it was last year, and it absolutely had to be better than last year.
All right. Good analysis from Andy Baggerly. Bumgarner goes today. We had a moment earlier in the spring when McCutchen hit the home run and batting practice off him. It was a great moment, and Bumgarner's out there snorting and doing his whole thing. And here he comes today against the Cubs. What's the frame of mind of Bumgarner?
Well, you know, I asked him a week or so ago. I said, you know, every year you throw the most pitches in baseball or you're coming off 250 innings or whatever, and we ask, how is it going to affect you? And he says, you know, it's not. And then he goes out and he, you know, throws another 3,000 pitches and puts up 230 innings or whatever, and he's right. So then I said, okay, let's flip the question around. You missed 3 months of the last season, so how might that affect you? Could that, you know, keep you a little bit fresher? And he says, well, I always like to take the positive, so I'll say sure, maybe, but nah, it's just another year. So, you know, they need him to be an ace. They need him to be healthy. They need him to, you know, maybe not win a Cy Young Award, but they need him to reestablish that dominance and give these guys the same sense that they used to have when he takes the mound. And Johnny Cueto, I think, it's even more important that he's back to doing what he did his first year as a Giant, because it was such a disappointment last year. Having those guys be one, be true 1-2s, I think might be the most important thing for the Giants to contend this season.
Well, great analysis, Andy. Thank you so much. Now, we had John, or we talked last week about the Marty Lurie Fan Club.
Yeah.
And I did bring you your official button.
Oh, thank
you. Even though you didn't pay the 25 cents, you do get a Marty Lurie Fan Club button that says on the bottom of it, "That's baseball."
I think I might have some spare change in my backpack.
And okay.
I can, who do I give it to?
Billy Ferrer.
Okay.
Billy Ferrer at the Marty Lurie Fan Club.
Can I get a receipt? Can I write it
yes.
off on my taxes?
Oh, absolutely. It's charitable.
Okay.
No question. All right. Andy Bagley, very, very nice to have him, Andy. We love having you on. We'll do more, obviously, during the season. I really appreciate you coming on during the year as well on those weekends as you're heading to the park. It always sort of sums everything up for us on the weekend, so thank you.
Well, you know, Marty, I always enjoy talking baseball with you because you just have a love of the game that always comes through no matter what's going on. And if we could get through last season, we can get through anything.
Really? All right. Champion, Jeopardy champion, Andy Bagley of The Athletic. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.